Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Something that we've been discussing right here, and whether or not the postseason basketball and regular season basketball, how much of it translate, and whether or not the Cavs should rely on the fact that they did have so much regular season success. Here we go.
At least for next year, I think it's reasonable to go into the season and say, if our core guys are healthy, we think we can go toe-to-toe with Indiana or anybody else in the East. And I think the better question is, you know, when you mention the second apron, do you want to pay Ty Jerome the full mid-level for a few years? Do you want to bring back Sam Merrill for, you know, something approaching $10 million for a few years? I think for this Cavs team, the questions are going to be more around those supporting pieces and how they fit and who should those pieces be and what should they do, rather than what are you going to do with the top four guys on the roster for a whole host of reasons. But I think the biggest one being they won 64 games last year and have a heck of a team.
I'll give you the dance floor. What do you think?
No, I think there's some truth to what he said. I don't think the Cavs have to act out of desperation. I don't think it's a terrible situation that they're in. They did win 64 games. They did have a historic offense in the regular season. They did have three All-Stars, the only team in the NBA with three All-Stars. They do have the reigning coach of the year. They do have the reigning defensive player of the year. There are good things about this organization. There are reasons for them to feel optimistic. But if they're trying to win a championship, I think that changes the conversation.
Yeah, it feels like, I mean, if they wanted to just run it back with the same team and then bank on the Evan Mobley development, maybe they do have that thing they talked about 2 years ago where it was just linear progression and linear growth, and maybe they do. But at this point, I don't know that it's changed. Eastern Conference Finals is still impressive to people, but that shouldn't be what the actual goal ends up being for this Cavs team.
I also think there's a strong likelihood that they hang on to Darius, and they just don't get the kind of offer that would make them say yes to it.
Yeah,
I think there's a chance that they hang on to Jared Allen because there's not the kind of offer that they'd be willing to say yes to. Having conversations, listening, being open-minded about the possibility of these things, it's just a very different thing than actually pulling the trigger.
Yeah, no question. 216-474-0092, BP and Pepper Pike. What's up, BP?
Hey, Jonathan and Chris, it's good to be on with you, Chris. Thanks for all the great content. You know,
sure.
You do a great job.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
No, you do a fantastic job. I consider you the number one Cavs analyst, you know, here in the city. So I think, you know, thanks for all your great work. I have a couple of thoughts. I wanted to ask you, and then I have a suggestion for the Cavs, but I want to ask your opinion out of, you know, being realistic. Is there a big man or a backup center that we could realistically get, you know, because I felt like Tristan Thompson just wasn't cutting it. Dean Wade, in my opinion, is okay. But if you're looking at Indiana, like, you know, Thomas Bryant has been a factor. You know,
mm-hmm.
just is there a backup center or power forward that you can think we can read? Like, I like a guy like Larry Nance Jr. or even Mo Bamba on the cheap end, but is there a guy you can think of? And then I have another question for you.
Would you trade Isaac Okoro for Jonas Valanciunas?
Absolutely.
I think that's a possibility.
It's not very much like a town hall presentation, too. It's like, I got this, and then I have a suggestion for you after that, if we could do. All right, BP, what's your suggestion?
Now, with Garland's probably going to miss, let's just say, the first, you know, whatever week or two of the season, I really think the Cavs should promote DeAndre Hunter to the starting lineup and almost, you know, turn him into almost like a pseudo all-star. I think his potential was untapped by the Cavs. I kind of felt, you know, maybe he was coming off the bench because they wanted him to win, you know, go for the sixth man a year award. But I think he could be the starting small forward. He can give you close to 20 points a game. He could fill in, you know, better on defense. I think I would like him over Max Strus, and I think that's what the Cavs internally could look at, like kind of pushing DeAndre Hunter to the starting lineup and also but pushing him to be almost like an all-star caliber player. What do you think of that thought?
I think the most logical option to replace Darius Garland in the short term, guys, is just shift Donovan Mitchell over to point guard. That's what happened during the 6 weeks that Darius was sidelined because of a fractured jaw. So if we're talking about a couple of weeks, about less than a month or something like that, I don't think that's too much responsibility for Donovan.
Yeah.
I don't think that wears him down too much. And then I don't hate the idea of DeAndre moving to the starting lineup. Look, like the reason the Cavs didn't do that with DeAndre is because they valued too much of what Max Strus brought to the starting lineup. And I think they're right in that.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
His movement, his shooting, his spacing, his cutting, all of that helped the offense become what it was.
And he had a good postseason. He only had the one really bad game, but he had a good postseason.
And DeAndre Hunter, the things that he does great, the things that he does the best, the Cavs didn't need those things as much in the starting lineup. Because Darius was going to dominate possessions, and Donovan was going to dominate possessions, and then Evan Mobley was going to be the third highest of usage in that group. So he just didn't need the things that DeAndre, what the caller was talking about, BP was talking about there with DeAndre. If you're missing Darius, and you're missing that shot creation, that playmaking, that high usage ball handler, you might need a little bit more of what DeAndre brings in the starting lineup. So I do think it's something that they would temporarily consider, but his best year in the NBA came as a sixth man. It was this year before the Cavs traded for him.
Yeah. And just some of the concerns when they made the deal, some of the things we talked about.
But they didn't trade for him to be a starter, a full-time starter.
Not at all. No, not at all. We're going to get John Fanta's take on this coming up in about 10 minutes or so. He was hot yesterday on with the Morning Boys talking about Darius Garland.
No, not Fanta talking about Cleveland sports.
The man just gets riled up.
Of course he was hot.
Well, I wondered if part of the reason why he's so riled up is because he's got this newborn baby at his house. We were talking before the show, and I'm like, you got to hold me back on. Almost for some reason when someone has a new kid, I am so quick to offer up advice, and it's just not good advice. I don't think at this point. It worked for me, but I feel like I had to learn it first.
What
and then
was the advice?
The advice is simple. The first 6 months are going to suck. Like, the first 6 months are just bad.
That's what you tell the new parents?
I'm realizing it's probably not great.
It's not true.
Oh, it's totally true.
No, it's not.
You like the first 6 months of having a child?
I loved it. There is nothing like...
Yeah, there's no return there. The kid just looks at you.
There is nothing like the feeling of a baby sleeping on your chest. Oh, it's wonderful. Or like a little hand grabbing your thumb as they're sleeping on your chest.
Until the kid started smiling at me.
The connection. No, the connection that you get. The nonverbal connection that you get. Oh, it's breathtaking.
I had to like read books and everything for the books to be like, it's okay if you don't instantly love your child as well. Like, that's a thing. It's like, it'll grow on you. And then by the time we got to 6 months, I'm like, I would put myself in front of a bus for this kid. But it took so long to get there. And I want to tell Fanta, because the 30% of dads out there that this exists for, I keep wanting to like find them and be like, listen, it's okay. It's okay if the first little stretch just stinks. Nobody likes not having sleep and then doing all this extra work and extra everything to then have the kid just not even give you a smile. But then
of
around,
course
but then
they
around
give you
six
a smile.
Months,
it's a gummy smile
then,
and it's great
then around
and it's
6 months.
Adorable.
Well, that's it. Around 6 months or so, you're like, there's an acknowledgement. Oh. That kid understands who's changing those diapers. that kid knows how much time I've been missing. Like that kid gets, I can't love that kid more.
You are that starved for acknowledgement.
It just takes a little bit of time.
Really?
It just takes a little bit of time. Oh, so that's my advice to young and like new dads. I always tell them, I'm like, listen.
Don't listen.
It's a lot of work, not a lot of payoff. The first 6 months stink, but once you get over that, it's awesome.
Wow.
You get no sleep in that first 6 months, but then all of a sudden at 6 month mark, they start sleeping a little bit more.
That is wild.
They start taking in their surroundings a little bit better.
What
so you loved it right
advice.
Away.
Of course I did. There is nothing
I think
that I
that's
love.
The consensus. I don't know why I feel like I need to speak for the unspoken for, you know, for the people that are like, you know, maybe it wasn't that great early on. They're telling me it was awesome. Maybe it wasn't that great.
There's nothing that I have loved more in life than being a dad. And that's from the
me
minute.
Too.
That's the minute. The minute that Elliot was born and I had to learn how to swaddle.
For about 6 months to where she is now has been the best part of my life, questions asked.
My advice would be ignore the bad times. There are going to be difficult times. There are going to be bad times, especially in the first 6 months. Just ignore those and focus on the great parts. Wow.
Just ignore them?
Yes, because they don't matter. You're not going to remember them a year down the road years down the road or 3 years down the road.
Maybe that's why I keep doing it. I keep telling people this advice so I don't forget. So I don't all of a sudden convince myself that the first 6 months is just easy.
You really get stuck on the minor bad moments?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was rough. It was very rough. But then we got there. Now she's the light of my life.
She's
the best thing that ever happened.
Like it was an acquired taste.
That's what it was for me. It was like scotch. You know, you got to drink a little bit, and then all of a sudden, before you know it, you're just buying bottle after bottle, and it's like, this is a good time.
Oh, man.
I like what this has given me. This is nice. All right, John Fanta. We'll probably keep the advice maybe off to the side. Maybe you can give him advice, and we'll just check mine. I'm not going to be able to help myself. You're going to be like, what a blessing. And I'll be like, it gets better.
I would hope that you are in a grand total of zero dad groups. They don't need what you have to offer.
I'll tell you what happened with the dad boot camp that I took leading up to the class.
I took that too.
Did you take that?
Yeah, I took notes and they invited me back to be an instructor.
They did not invite me back.
I wonder why.
I'll tell you in between the break. John Fanta next right here, The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.